Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Cars 3?
If you can't tell, the audio quality's a bit different. We're back in person after being apart for more than a year. Hear that? Oh!
Oh, slaps all around.
You gotta go put on some hand sanitizer. I'll be back. Yeah. It doesn't feel right. We're back with a bang or a dud or a lemon.
With
I don't know. Pa-tow! You gotta tow me to see this film. You gotta bring Maynard in and strap up to me.
He's back, I'm pretty sure.
Spoilers. God damn. What could even happen in Cars 3?
It would literally blow my mind if Maynard wasn't in Cars 3.
Yeah. He gets so big, he gets his own spin-off, and they're like, you can't use him.
So in Cars 1, we say Little Town via racing.
Yes.
In Cars 2, we say...
Spies!
A big race, yeah, and there's spies.
And they... Did they go
Radiator
back to the
Springs,
small town?
Right?
In
or is
Radiator
that the
Springs?
First one?
That's the first one.
Radiator Springs.
It's a kung fu movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first one.
What the fuck happened
in the
second one?
They're spies.
The spy one.
Spy cars, Justin.
International racing.
Spy car. So if you aren't familiar with our podcast.
Sacha Baron Cohen was like
the fancy
the
one.
Voice, I think, of the fancy one.
What we do is the people who haven't seen the movie, in this case, Justin and I, are going to give a brief rundown of what we think the movie's going to be about based solely on the title. Cars 3.
You think they're going to ramp it up from spies, or you think they're going to pull it back?
I don't know how far you can go.
Is it a prequel?
I mean, they don't run
because it's not planes, which is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which because
you can't go up that high. Can you just bypass planes and go straight to space in Cars 3?
I mean, Toy Story managed 4 movies. Cars surely can manage 3.
Toy Story was good. Toy Story 2 was good. Toy Story 3, arguably good.
Yeah, if you think that Cars isn't getting a 4th movie, you're wrong.
I don't think Cars
they haven't
is
announced
good.
It, yet, but it sells really well.
It does sell really well.
Ooh.
I still want the gritty reboot.
And here's my reason why it sells really well. We've gone over this in the other episodes. Gonna recap. Grandpas and babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's the demographic. You gotta have a grandpa baby movie. Something that both of them can watch that's inoffensive, that's not scary, that they can both get into, that has no plot.
Yeah.
So what do you think will happen?
Something that you can use to distract either for a few hours.
I don't know what will happen because I literally only remember Lightning McQueen and Maynard.
That's all you need to know.
And I feel like...
What are they going to do?
There's a hippie van?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, by name.
Smoked weed?
By name. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
How does he smoke weed?
Cheech was a voice.
Does he smoke it up his tailpipe?
Cheech was a voice, but it wasn't the one that smoked weed.
Yeah, fuck this series. That's bonkers. Like, that's bullshit, having Cheech Marone not voice the stoner van. Talking about not typecasting. But in a third movie, we've seen some third movies. We've seen War for the Planet of the Apes. That's a third movie.
Tremors 3.
We've
Tremors
seen
3.
Tremors 3 without seeing Tremors 1 yet.
It's coming.
Interesting. So third movies, you have to take a departure. You got to get a little bigger, a little darker in some cases. Maybe this will be like Alien 3, where they do go to space, but Lightning McQueen... Alien takes place in space, all of them, Josh! You've seen one. Spoilers! In Alien 3, they go to space!
Maybe aliens come to Earth in 3, I don't know.
That doesn't happen until Alien vs. Predator.
Okay.
Spoils, I'm not watching that. No, maybe they go to space and Lightning McQueen gets, like, jettisoned during hypersleep because, like, a microcomet storm hits the spaceship and he lands on, like, prison planet.
He gets entered into Mario Kart where he has to race on Rainbow Road.
Ooh, it's just a trippy dream episode. At the end, we find out it was all a dream.
Intergalactic space planetary, race. Car race.
Planetary, intergalactic. What do you think, Justin?
I'm going to go with what I guessed for two.
Yeah.
For three.
Everyone's going to die.
Which was?
It's a prequel talking about how this race of car people, like how people mutated into these gelatinous cubes that inhabit car, like
that would be
my eyes, they extended like into a crab. Windshield.
not to spoiler it, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, that would be
maybe it's
good.
A prequel, but you definitely don't find that far
the
back.
The flesh ball monsters.
Cars 3, Carnenberg.
Oh, man, did Carnenberg ever do an animated movie?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, did he ever do a car movie? And I was, you gotta watch Crash if you haven't seen Cronenberg's car movie. It's wonderful.
No, did he ever do animation?
I don't know. You'll have to look into that. Probably not, no. You'd have to get an animator. Too easy, then. No practical effects. Oof. Cars 3. Some big celebrity guest voices from probably the year this came out that aren't relevant anymore. That's one of my guesses.
Or maybe somehow still.
Oh my god. Relevant. What if, like, King Master himself, Car, is in this, and, like, Tesla rolls up as a Tesla?
You get an Elon.
And then it's like, oh, I'm going to sit on auto drivers. Bang!
It explodes. The engine explodes.
To the moon! Bang! what year did this come out?
That's a good question.
Cars 3. I feel like 2016. Like, that's my guess for this.
When did Cars 2 come out?
Your guess is as good as mine. We did it, and I don't remember. So
watch for my memory.
2017.
17.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hour 49 minutes.
Is there going to be a Trump reference? This is 1 year into the presidency. Are we going to get, like, a car with a
Cars
comb over?
Cars 2 is 2011, so it's 6 years.
A bronzer car with, like, big coiffed hair on top.
Oh, God.
This is prime territory. That's a grandpa and baby joke. Trump car.
A rainbow-colored car.
Oh, yeah. Fighting a cop car. Mm-hmm. Like, being chased by... being chased... fighting, yeah, quotes. Fighting. Just getting the shit beat out of it for being painted different. The movie's really saying something this time around. No, I don't think it'll get political. I don't think it'll get deep. I don't think...
It's gonna be another fucking race.
Well, it is... Obviously.
That's a fair guess.
I think there's gonna be more than one race. And it's gonna be a death race. 3,000. Yeah, but like your...
Oh, a death race.
Your Mario Kart idea is good. Where they have like different traps and they're throwing shit. And there's like a dude who has fireballs now. He's like, I'm Scorcho, by my Toyo.
Or Cars 3, where the humans come back and try to reset.
There's no
the
humans, it's against
cars.
The rules. They come back and... Cars find ancient human DNA in a mosquito, and they make, like, a park you can drive through where there's, like, people walking, but they have those, like, windshield eyes still because they had to use, like, recumbent DNA to get it. You can't just go full ancient human. So they crafted us how they think we look. So there's like the Brontosaurus human and dun, 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 dun. The big T-Rex human. I can't
just
wait.
Jeff Goldblum as a car saying life finds a way.
I can't wait until we do WALL-E.
Josh, you seen Jurassic Park?
I've seen one and two.
Oh, the only ones I'm ever going to watch again. Yeah, I'm not watching number three.
What about Jurassic World?
No, I watched that and it's terrible. So I did not watch the sequel. It was so bad. Like, why was this made in theaters? Who thought this was a good idea?
Money.
Money. Finger thing means the money. So we're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2017's Cars 3 and try not to just leave the car running in the garage while I watch this.
Close the door.
I'm going to go watch it on my phone in my car, guys. Yep.
Make sure everything's airtight and sealed.
Oh yeah, just so I get that ambiance. Here we go with Cars 3 on Happy Snow. Another day, another time ago, when I All right, we're back, just having seen Cars 3.
Yeah, we sure did.
Well, me and you are the ones who haven't seen this, Justin. How'd you feel about it, seeing it the first time?
Well, it wasn't what I was hoping.
No?
Which Josh all but told me it wasn't going to be.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't say I'm too surprised.
Still easy to be disappointed, though.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple scenes that I liked, which I think is more than I can say for the other two movies.
Sure.
I definitely think this was the best of three.
Ooh, but, bold statement.
But that's not
is it?
Hard.
It's like,
I feel like one is the only necessary
like,
one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so absolutely.
I feel like one is the only one you have to make,
yeah.
And it's not great, but it's not good. I don't know. You might be right. This might be the best because we get changes of locations,
I think the only reason is because the animation is better, too.
Sure.
The first one, it was kind of, it looked
it's dated.
Bad.
Yeah. And it didn't just look dated and bad for the time. It just looked bad. Like, cars, super smooth, faces, bumpers, and, like, the mouths on them and the eyes being the windshields. The graphics don't really hold up from the first one. They look like the uncanny valley. This one, they're doing a little better, but more so with, like, I thought the environment and the surrounding effects. Like, there's one part in the early race where Lightning McQueen, this is another struggle Lightning McQueen's having, and we're following him around. But he flips over and a bunch of sparks fly everywhere, and I was like, ooh, those look good. And I was like, aw. That's what I'm watching this movie for, just like NASCAR watching for the crashes.
Right, yeah. That's why anybody's watching. We kind of were talking about this, and I guess I'm going to probably catch heat from the NASCAR-loving crowd.
Oh, no.
But, man, I do not understand that.
Like, why watching races is...
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's so long.
And I think that it's been, you know, pop culture has poked fun at that enough. There's, like, jokes of it. There's jokes of it in South Park. There's jokes of it in Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure.
Where it's like, oh, I want to turn left.
Do you have any experience with it? Anybody in your family watch NASCAR?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully.
My dad and stepmom did.
Like, the most boring of all of, like, the...
It was literally the Malcolm in the Middle joke. They would put it on Sunday, like, the start of the race... Get kind of excited to see their favorite drivers come out, pull out, and be like, woo, that blue car with the numbers on it that represents, I don't know, Pepsi or Home Depot or Doritos or, I don't know. It's one of the most corporate of the sports, the major league sports. Mm-hmm. And it is a major league sport because NASCAR, I think, has one of those... banners that's like half blue and half red separated by white that like, you know what I'm talking about? The logo that like Major League Baseball has and NBA has. I think NASCAR has one. That makes it official.
Yeah.
I always want to think that like racing's not interesting because I don't understand it. Like you know, I'm not just like any sport. You know, if you put a football game, I wouldn't really know what's going on or know why people into it, but like at least sports like football stuff is a game and has rules, so I can fall.
You can slowly pick it apart. Yeah.
This
like,
one,
like, I guess racing. I guess it's like an endurance, right? I guess it's impressed that you can race that well for like 500 laps. It's a long fucking time.
It is. It's
going that fast.
Like
for
if
that
you're
long,
if
yes.
you're in the driver's seat, I'm sure it's like a technical nightmare.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure it's probably very dangerous.
You're a couple of pegs below astronaut, I'm going to say. Because you're in a confined space, you're moving at incredible speeds, you have to maintain mental focus. Sure.
Constantly, right?
But it's so boring to
watch. I'm
going to
say it's like, talking about the spectator, but like being there, you got like NASCAR folk, and then there's like a couple of things probably, and then jet fighters, and then the people who fly UFOs for the government.
Mm-hmm. Like there's few sports where if you like fuck up even a little bit, you're dead.
Yeah, You don't miss a swing in tennis and the ball rips through you at 200 miles an hour. Andre Agassi lost his head again today on the court, and Not in anger this time.
Do you think they play other sports in the Cars universe?
Cars play sports?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure, we saw that in 2 at some point.
They 100% do. And you know how I'm going to back this up? There's a Cars band.
Yes.
If there's a Cars band playing like a bass and a drum, there's a Cars ping pong league. There's a Cars swimming team. And it's all those weird 60s James Bond cars that are also like, you can drive them into the river in London and like go down the Thames or whatever.
No, that's another spinoff. Submarines.
Spy car in general. We had that. We almost had Maynard in a spy spinoff. It seemed like it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Any inside info on why that didn't happen, Josh?
I haven't heard anything, no. I don't know that it was planned to be a thing, but it seems like that's what they're setting up. It was such a drastic change from one.
And it made
sense. And then they got out of that hard in 3. Ain't nothing to do that. You don't see it. Maynard's spy friends. Black Bear's hardly in the movie.
Yeah.
He could have been the Deus Ex Machina and swoop in and save somebody. If there was any conflict in this movie, we have avoided talking about it up until now, but there's no plot other than
there ain't much going on there.
Doesn't go fast anymore.
The bad guy in this movie is time.
Yeah. Jigsaw's just looming over Lightning McQueen.
He's not time traveling yet. Don't do it. Don't cross that barrier, though. One day,
you can Bill see
and Ted are going to fucking show up outside your house, and you're like, no, no. Back.
Don't play any games.
What's up, bro? No, he tells them to leave. He's like, I'm not time traveling. They're like, whoa, bummer, why not?
Two cars get out of a giant phone booth.
I'm telling you, man.
We know there's
Further proof in this movie that the cars are just an outer shell housing these creatures. Because he gets his tires taken off,
mm-hmm.
and they're just not part of his body. They explode several times in this movie. They probably explode the other one. So that's not like their legs or their feet
they
or anything.
They blow them up for fun.
Yeah, that's an accessory.
They treat them as feet, though, too, when they're on the beach. There's a lot of breaking their own rules in this, which you got to do when you're anthropomorphizing cars.
Yeah.
And you're also making it so realistic. Ageist, capitalistic? Like, we have billionaire cars, and what are they billionaire?
And sex is still misogynistic.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Girls can't be racers.
He calls her, like, sweetie on the news, mm-hmm. and she's like, no, your name is Chick, dude.
Yeah.
The one with the mustache.
Yeah.
Which a lot of more cars, I realize, should have mustaches. The grills? Mm-hmm. A lot of cars have those. Not a lot of cars in this have them. They just got real slippery, weird mouths with no lips. That's what bothers me. I told you, the mouths are for eating.
And sucking.
These cars eat things. I imagine them roaring down the highway at night, just like... headlights on in the rain. Yeah, and a deer's 200 yards ahead, and it squints its eyes, and it's like... and it just hits it slow-mo. Blood.
Ramps off the air.
Chewing, it continues down the road and spits out the antlers. That's why all life is extinct except for car life in this. There's big old trailers that are kind of like cows.
There might have been crabs. We're not sure if they're car crabs or not.
It didn't show it. It
didn't
might have been a tiny little Wall-E mechanical car.
Might have been.
Crab. Sorry. Cars on the brain for some reason.
So this whole movie is about him getting old.
Yeah,
and
it's
he
hard
doesn't
for him
know
to race.
Deal with it. Deal with it. There's youngins that are faster than him.
They go faster.
That's the movie.
And we can't upgrade ourselves in this world of mechanical car beings. We can only train to get better. And it turns, it kind of wraps around, becomes like the first one where he's seeking a new teacher, a new mentor.
He finds his master's master.
And a whole bar full of old-timey racers.
Yeah.
He has a trainer. What's her name?
Cruz.
Cruz Ramirez.
Car's name. Yeah, okay, Cruz. She's yellow. Some sort of, sometimes you can tell a model. Sometimes it's like, it says Dodge on it or something.
Yeah.
Some of the cars in this movie are just nondescript, like, it's a race car because it's.
She wasn't a race. Slick. I mean, she is a race car, but
she is a race car because she wanted to be one. But like you said, there's a lot of
car sexism in this world.
Well, that's not even car sexism, because it was more of like she wasn't built to be a race car.
I thought she was.
No. Oh. She's a trainer.
Oh, okay.
She has a phone. She has blinkers.
Race cars don't have phones. There's a lot of classism built into this world where we meet...
She's just a normal-ass car.
What's his name from Firefly?
Nathan Fillion.
Castle himself?
Yeah, Castle shows up as he's kind of the bad guy.
He shows up as a billionaire.
Well, he's definitely the bad guy. He's a billionaire.
Yeah. He's not an over-evil, like, comic super-villain, but he's a bad
he's
guy.
He's presented as a Lightning McQueen super-fan that he bought this company just so that he could... use Lightning McQueen's image to sell his mud flaps and merchandise and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's like, you're a hot commodity because people love you, but you can't race anymore. We gotta talk about your legacy. And he's like, legacy? But that's something that you talk about as someone who's dead.
When we met Nathan Fillion is when I realized you're born into the, like, whatever class you're born into in this world, you're probably... You can't change your model. You can't upgrade yourself.
But we learned that's not true at the end of the movie. Because she... Because
she gets racing tires, yeah.
Well, that's... Like you said, tires aren't part of you, and she gets a paint job and a spoiler
But the
attached.
Rest of the race cars were like, hey, you're awesome.
I
like,
know.
You're still,
it's weird. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying what it establishes as the rules of their society.
They don't follow their own rules. Multiple times.
First of all, yeah. But he's, like, a rich car because he's a nice, fancy car. Mm-hmm. These other, like, peons from Podunk America, Radiator Springs, that Lightning McQueen has been having run the company. Mm-hmm. What is this company? Like,
Rusty's?
Oh, Rusty's.
Yeah. They sold the company, so they're billionaires now, too, whatever. But they still have a hairpiece on a car. Mm-hmm. And one's an old rusty van. I'm saying... They're not upgrading their bodies. Maybe they could get an upgrade.
It presents the car of Theseus, though. Like, if they replace... If Lightning McQueen replaced all of his car parts, is he still Lightning McQueen?
He's like, I got a new muffler this week. I got a new radiator the next week. What am I? Unless there's a big gelatinous brain floating in them.
That's what I'm saying. The cars are like a... They're crabs.
That makes
sense. It's like a hermit crab.
Because that makes sense why they're so drawn to the simulator. Because they're living a simulated existence. They're just brains in tanks somewhere, Wi-Fi controlling these toy cars.
No,
several times,
excited.
Doors open in this movie, massive, made for people. And the perspective changes, because usually they're like people-sized cars, like the ones we would get into. But when doors open for them, it's like these are toy cars.
Or the doors are... Massive.
But they're not built for one car at a time. They're built for, like, four lanes of traffic. It doesn't make sense. I'm saying...
The perspective is
they're
off.
Toys.
Yeah.
They're
might
all
be toys.
Toys.
This is some
controlled
toy.
From brains in tanks. They're all just avatars. Or, surrogates, as the Bruce Willis movie would have us believe.
Sure.
That's why they're all drawn to the simulator. Instead of the VR... Weird difference between that.
Right? Well, because the VR, the simulator had like a track.
They play
that
VR
you could go
as a
on.
Joke.
Yeah.
Because they have the helmets on and they just crash into each
the
other.
The simulator's AR, which is where the future's at.
It's not quite AR. It's still just VR, but it has like an omni screen. Like, it's just a screen. It's like how they film the Mandalorian.
It has a movable track, kind of.
Yeah, it's how they film the Mandalorian. They have a big screen behind it, which is projected 4K or LED or whatever, and then they track it digitally to how the actors are going to be moving, mm-hmm. So it's, like, perfectly in sync. That's kind of what the simulator is, right?
Yeah.
Because they get locked into it and, like, the way they move. But it's not in 3D like VR would be, so it seems like a lesser tech to me.
It's weird. Like, also, how are they making technological advances? They don't have hands.
Where are the scientist cars? In lab coats, or...
We must have seen something, too.
Someone was playing the bass.
There was!
There's a forklift playing the bass and drums.
They're the scientists.
Yeah,
they're
they
the ones
are.
Who have, like...
They do have lab coat kind of things. They always scoot around. Are they the silent hand ruling the society?
The little...
engineers and scientists?
The forklifts?
Oh, conspiracies. Lightning McQueen's trailer changes often.
Yeah.
Sometimes...
Even though it's the same guy on the outside.
Mm-hmm. The sounds like Norm?
Yeah.
Sometimes he goes in there and it's just blank metal walls and floor. And sometimes he goes in and it's like lit up with nice railings and windows and like LED screens you can watch TV on. I don't know. Weird inconsistency. It's like, if you have the 3D model of the truck, why would you not? It's almost like his mood changes. Like, when he's depressed, there's nothing in there. Mm-hmm. Is it made up? Is it always...
Is the trailer part of him? No, it can't be. It's trailer.
I don't know.
We see him on his trailer, right? Because he drove up next his trailer in Reed Springs. Mm-hmm. It can't be part of him.
Right. No, the cars are... They're vessels.
You never see inside of a car.
You don't want to.
Is there a steering wheel?
It's a large amorphous brain
if
mass.
The door opens, you lose your mind. Like if you see what's inside of it, it's a cavernous abyss full of teeth, like a sarlacc thing. And at the bottom's like your deepest fear and an eyeball reaching towards you.
And then you're a car.
What a ride, shotgun. Yeah, and then they spit you out and you're a baby car. We saw a baby car in this movie.
We did see a baby car. Does that mean they grow?
Yes. They
what?
Yep.
There was a baby car.
No, I know, but how could they grow? We see when they get older, they don't change. They just get, like...
Yeah, but you're not going to change sizes when you get older, maybe.
Like, I guess.
But there was a baby car. You're not gonna get taller or shorter. That implies...
There was a baby car.
That car is going to get... Well, otherwise, that's just how that car is its entire life.
Like those ones made for babies. You get the plastic little tank ones that you can, like, Flintstone scoot around. Yeah. What a horrible existence. No. You're made for something that doesn't exist anymore. Human babies.
They upgrade you in car school?
Did a wizard just fly by Earth and be like... Car's real, human's gone!
No!
Fly off?
They fused him!
Oh. He flew over our towns and was like, wow, there's a lot of these dealerships of something named cars. They must love these things. Now they are one, and waves his wand and flies back into space. Yeah.
In this movie...
Let's talk about the best scene.
Yeah.
We've pretty much gone over the movie line anyway. So
my favorite scene of the movie.
He lost his mojo.
And he's trying to get it back. Mm-hmm. He's
a real dick to his trainer.
He convinces the owner, Nathan Fillion, to be like, hey, if I win this next race, I don't have to retire and I get to decide when I retire.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lose, I'll retire and sell your mud flaps. And he's like, all right, sure.
Shake on it. And they both rev their tires
next
and
to each other,
touch
like,
them together, and or bumper to bumper.
That's a different thing.
Oh, all right. Bumper two, bumper, bumper two. Bumper.
That's on the car hub.
That's if you watch.
Bang Bus.
There have to be drive-in movie theaters, right? Which means all our classics have to be remade. There's like a car Shining where he's like, smashes an
taxi
axe
driver.
No, it's just called Taxi.
It's just called
world.
Taxi.
Yeah. Oh my god. I like
see that
smell of oil burning in the morning, just smoking on a beach.
Christine.
Oh, so you're thinking it's just all car movies. I'm thinking they're adapting like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The car just goes and steals itself. It's
For
not
sure.
Ferris Bueller.
For sure. What's that? What's the what movie with like the Volkswagen that comes alive?
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There's another car movie.
There's another car movie. You did it.
Did
Maximum
it.
Overdrive.
You did it. But,
I think that's the prequel to this movie.
Maximum Overdrive.
Stephen King, yeah. Maximum Overdrive. Yeah.
For sure.
We'll show you that.
Okay.
Or Herbie was the precursor.
He
was the first
car movie. Led to this. Terminator could have led to this. We have shed off the fabric of humanity and their skins, and we have chosen the ideal forms.
cars.
A Mazda Miata from 2008.
So sleek and aerodynamic. This thing can drift like nobody's business.
Yes, I want it to be a Hummer, but do you know how expensive it is to get a Hummer body?
I don't want to be a gas guzzler.
They go to a bar. We talked about that, where all the old timers were, and they're drinking oil. Mm-hmm. Then we find out some of these old timers were moonshine runners. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cars need oil to run. What were they moonshining? Cars take drugs in this universe. Mm-hmm. Cars get drunk and drunk drive.
Well, like we already talked about in the other movies, there's a hippie car that definitely smokes weed.
Yep, they're back in this. They're mentioned off camera.
They're on camera a little bit.
The big thing when they're mentioned is by somebody else.
And yeah, it's like, when he talks to Mater asking what's going on in Radiator Springs.
We have a Zoom call, which feels really 2020. They're just having a late night Zoom call, and Mater's like, I'm just burning the midnight oil. It's like, all right, a car would say that. I'll give him that. Somebody thought about that line. And I love how he puts the iPad
in the
license plate cover. License plate. It's like, oh, he's not scared.
Oh, we skipped over the best scene, because you're like, let's talk about the best scene.
We're getting to it. Yeah, they go to the old-timey place. And right away, we knew it was the best scene, because they enter, like, a race in the middle of nowhere. He's like, there's a dirt track.
Right away, the guy seems shifty, because he's like, oh, we let the newcomers go on first.
And then chase them and eat them.
That's what happened. Like, this seems like it would have, like, was... It's played as, like, a fun moment.
I want a
leather-faced
car.
But Jesus Christ.
With, like, another car's face. The way that this universe presented,
this scene is straight out of a horror movie. Because they get trapped in a fucking death match, right?
Texas Chainsaw.
Because that's what Demolition Derby is in Cars worlds.
Yeah, they could have died.
Yeah, they were not built for this. They're racing.
But it was more like wrestling, because none of those cars died.
Or roller derby or something.
We saw them all later on, and they were cheering.
Yeah, but they get locked in there, which is kind of scary.
At first, I thought that it was because she had all those...
Kumute.
The bus had all of those...
ears.
License plates, and you're like, that's like having fucking a necklace of ears.
It's Universal Soldier. It's fucking Dolph Lundgren's band of ears that he keeps from killing people. That's what they got, yeah. But this scene's great.
You think the only reason they lived is because he was Lightning McQueen?
Yeah.
Otherwise they would have been killed.
Oh, and sacrificed to the old Appalachian car gods, yeah. This scene has a lot of fire in it, which is really cool because the effects are getting better.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's one thing, you don't need blown out lighting in these movies, like bright daytime and spotlights on all the cars. I know they're shiny.
Whatever they did to the bus, they should have done to the...
That's what I'm getting
at. These cars have like animation on them.
You can tell their different facial expressions.
It feels like we're watching like,
Is it like claymation?
Coraline? Was that it?
It wasn't quite claymation, but it definitely looked different.
It felt like Kubo and the Two Strings. Yeah. It was like claymation, where it was rendered at like a lower frame rate, and you could tell it was choppier. And yeah, this old bus is like has mouth that moves and like a face that corresponds to that. And the metal of the car moves. When Lightning McQueen talks, there's like the eyes will stay in place, but like they'll make different expressions. Mm-hmm. This bus, the whole face is, like, contorting, and it looks amazing. And I hate it. It's the best part of this movie, and I don't know why they don't animate everything like this, because then it would be watchable.
But this is the first point of the movie, like, where it starts driving home that Lightning McQueen is entering a new phase in his life, which isn't a bad thing, it's a good thing. and
he can't get it up to speed as quickly as he used
to.
Talk to your doctor about changing out your muffler. And it's like two cars in two separate bathtubs on a hillside. When you're ready, you can have a car boner again.
If you can't shift for more than 4 hours, consult to your doctor.
Oh. Doctor, I'm stuck in first. The mechanic, I guess.
Which again is those little forklift guys.
Yeah.
We
have big mechanics too, like fire trucks that pull up.
Sure.
Whole
there were
range.
RVs.
Oh, yeah. Big RVs that are, like, only fans of racing.
Mm-hmm.
That's their shtick. Because they're recreational vehicles meant to carry families around the country. They got families trapped in them?
No.
Each one of those RVs?
Well, it's probably got two or three of those brains in them.
Oh, they're stacked. Okay. Cool. Yeah, the focus is shifting to the younger generation. The trainer becomes the master. Actually, the master becomes the racer. It's not like a swap where he's...
Yeah, they swap, like, she's his trainer.
They're on the beach, and he's like, time me, and he's like, has to teach her how to race on the beach.
Yeah.
He teaches her how to race on the dirt roads.
And then she gets better than him.
Once they meet the old cars.
Yeah. Well, no, before the old cars, because they go to the roller, the derby.
She wins the derby, you're right, yeah.
They go to the derby before, and she wins, because he fucks up her statue and says, you're not a racer.
Oh my god.
You're a trainer.
He got, like, the sharpened stop sign stuck in his wheel.
Yeah.
And you're like, does this mean she takes those little cars to school, because she's a school bus? I bet they just follow her. Because they got to learn to drive.
Sure.
Yeah. She wins, she gets the trophy, and Lightning McQueen enters the second act douchiness, where he's just a complete asshole to her. He's like, I lost a hillbilly race, and now
I break your trophy.
She's like, wow, this looks like it's made out of metal. It costs a lot of money. And she's super excited. She talks about how she always wanted to be a racer.
Yeah, she's like, I've never seen a trophy up close. You probably have hundreds. Mm-hmm. And he's like, fuck you, and breaks it.
What a dick. That's pretty much what happens. So she's like, pull over, I'm getting out, and starts driving. He's like, bye. And he goes off on his own.
Wow.
Yeah, Owen Wilson playing the car again.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen.
The car with no name. He rolls into town.
I mean, more power to Owen Wilson. Get that money.
Car's money, sure.
Doing this bullshit.
He's getting cameos in planes.
Maybe.
They're, like, flying low over the desert one day. Yeah. Definitely doing Lightning McQueen cameos all over the place at Disney. I didn't see that Lady and the Tramp, but I bet Lightning McQueen pulls up. Like, they're slurping spaghetti and at the end of the alley.
He just drives past him and goes, ka-chow!
Is that his catchphrase? Yeah. Ka-chow? Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't do it in this movie.
What? He has a
catchphrase. Mater says, get her done, like, three times.
Yeah.
That's...
Which isn't even Mater's catchphrase, no, it's his actor's
that's
catchphrase.
That's meta, yeah, but I forgot about ka-chow.
Yeah, he always did ka-chow.
Oh, now I'm going to have to get, like, new Lightning McQueen pillowcases and bedspreads that just don't say ka-chow and have this new royal blue paint job on them.
God, imagine being the person who, like, collects all the cars.
Oh, man, this
reminds me so much.
He's like, oh, you got to look at my super rare one where it was just him... like, in between crashes when you just had the gray, it was
hey,
before he got
do you want to come into my garage? It's what I call my car's memorabilia room. Because I don't have a
they
car.
They use the garage.
You go,
I got a Lightning McQueen bed.
Yeah, it's parked in the corner. Here's the special edition gray covered in primer. Yeah,
yeah,
he's between.
It's the primer
he's
edition.
He's in a rough time.
It was a Comic-Con promo.
Yeah. It's covered in real Bondo.
Here's the rare blue Mater.
Oh. Just shelves, floor to ceiling, lit with car memorabilia. It's all the Lightning McQueen shit we see in Nathan Fillion's office, but in his garage. I'm getting tired. I need to turn off my engine. Can you leave? Vroom, 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 vroom. Fall asleep on my car, man.
So this stupid movie ends with him going into the race, and I'm like, what the fuck? He didn't enter her into this race? Like, I thought that was going to be the whole point of this movie, was be like, oh, hey, you take over the reins. I'm going to be the teacher. Because he finds out from the old-timers that Hudson didn't like his racing career, like, didn't consider
his
racing career
the
best time of his life. It was training Lightning
it
McQueen.
It was being a teacher.
And then he was like, oh, I should have realized. That was Lightning McQueen's actual lesson. We didn't see it in his head. He's like, oh, of course. I should have realized the best time of his life was whenever he met me. That's why it was so it good, is... because I entered his life.
He is a narcissist. He has this flashback because he's like, Hudson was depressed all the time. And it has this flashback of Hudson, like, just fucking smiling at Lightning McQueen, teaching him the ways, laughing.
Laughing at him wrecking.
I mean, it's funny. It's Lightning McQueen. He's a dick.
He is a dick.
And he's not a young, like, go-getter anymore, like the first movie, so you don't really feel sorry for him at all when he enters this race, and he's doing terrible. And
then there's just some WWE bullshit where someone who's not even in the match comes in and wins the title.
Just gotta put the number out there.
There's nothing in the rule book.
The rules say the number has to complete the race. It doesn't say who has to wear it. That's what they're like, what?
So they put race tires on it.
Just fucking have JR go like, oh my god, someone else is coming to the match. Cruz has entered the match. She's got a chair.
This is Cruz's music. We haven't heard this in years. Lightning. Yeah, so she goes out, they rehash all the lessons that we've already heard like once or twice, and he's like, fluffy clouds and don't forget to whack-a-mole. And every skill tastes like the color that it is, all of this stuff. And she's like, I don't think I remember that lesson. I was drunk at that old car bar. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's basically how I remember the stuff that he was saying. He was like, fluffy cloud. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? When was there anything about a fluffy cloud?
In the training simulator. The three young cars that weren't painted yet but were color-coded. The first one was all warbly. Like, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, pretend you're a fluffy cloud. Because she had this weird training thing where she could go back and forth between them and, like, inspire them towards greatness.
There's a lot of ageist jokes in this movie. It was like half of the dialogue was jokes about him getting old.
Yeah.
And like,
my grandpa told me about, yeah.
Like, not being able to race as fast, not being able to, like, keep up, like, car, like, talk, yeah, just, like, half the dialogue.
But she finds her mojo and ends up winning the race.
She does the flip.
Lightning, it skips a generation.
I gotta say,
Hudson did it.
I gotta
Lightning
say,
never did it.
Don't like NASCAR, but if I saw someone do that move, I would be into it.
That's like the one NASCAR.
Like, I don't know how you would do that. Cause I saw how they filmed like the second like Matrix movie where they're like flipping cars.
Uh-huh.
Spoilers.
Yeah, a car flips. Imagine how that happens. Vastly different from Cars 3. You might be surprised. I know a car flips. I don't want to see it. But no, they had to build, like, rods special that came out of the highway at certain angles. God damn, this car, they're made out of solid steel, these old cars.
Yeah, but they also have a will.
Right. They can't get new parts. They are driven by will. And
they can train.
They can run out of breath. Mm-hmm. And they train too hard. She wins, and he wins. It's a split win because he started the race.
Seems like some bullshit.
Yeah, that's okay for me.
It's fine.
It works for me.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen is still the winner.
I can accept it.
And I'll just sell all my bed sheets. Just the ones where he's saying, like, Shazam.
The only reason they had to have him win is so that he doesn't retire, even though he fucking retires anyway and starts training. Or is he still racing and also a trainer?
Both. He's still racing.
He did say
I'm
not
going to
stop racing.
Oh, are there car superheroes?
Maybe. That's what I want to see. I want to see another movie in the cars.
This is not about racing.
It's not about racing.
I want
at
a
all.
Whole movie, like, that's about like this Roadhouse band.
Not
I
planes.
Want a movie,
yeah, yeah.
I would see a whole movie about the fucking, what was it, the Thunderdome? Is that what they called it?
Oh, the like Derby Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything
you follow
that's
those
not
characters.
About racing or like what cars were built to do. Like, I'm a taxi. Who the fuck do you drive around? Why were you born a taxi in this world if there are no people? Is it a costume? Is it like, is it camouflage?
Because the school bus talks about how you're going to feel the fury of the whatever town.
Well, there's
school
little,
district.
Well, there's young cars, so there's definitely car schools. There's driving schools, Justin. Come on. You gotta learn to parallel park. Don't even. I don't want a movie about that. Like, young cars going to cars.
Oh, my God.
I got to take my driver's test Friday, and it's a car with acne for some reason.
And they recast Owen Wilson as an older dude who teaches them how to be cool.
They go to a, like, drive-in burger place, and there's car hops that are just, like, cars in roller skates. But their roller skates are little cars that they put on their wheels. Just like four wheels.
Just to show us more Car World. That's all we want.
Show me Car World War II.
Car Wash?
Saving, I don't know, private.
Do cars have homes?
They have hotels.
We see they have,
do they have showers?
Girlfriend car lives in
They have car washes, Justin.
In their homes?
Well, no, you go to a car wash.
So it's a communal thing?
No, it's a business.
It's a public thing.
It's a business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We know that they have,
Yeah, you got a car wash in your house, in your home.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got a personalized car wash.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's billionaire cars. They definitely have them.
Oh, yeah. Car bidets to get the undercarriage. I think we were about to that point. Oof.
I do got to say, a bidet is a really good way to clean under your undercarriage.
Get all the oil and grime off of there. All the debris and, like, insects that build up on a daily basis from, like, roaring down the highway.
Yeah.
Do you keep...
Wait, there were bugs!
There were bugs.
So yeah. There's non-car things alive in the Cars universe.
So maybe those were real crabs.
Maybe
or they were tiny bus cars. Or they were little
bug
tiny
cars.
Bus cars.
Bug cars, yeah. That could be a thing, because there's cow tractors, why not?
Yeah.
Do you keep other tires at home, like shoes? Like, I'm going to wear my fancy white walls out today. You got a whole room? A garage, I guess, is your house,
yeah.
Right? You probably don't
have
rooms.
Yeah, McQueen lives in my garage.
They have TV screens.
You came back to my garage. Oh, it's awesome. This is the big condition of cars. I drive it sometimes down my driveway is what I call it. So I hear by the bed, it's a remote control Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
You get a radio and talk to other car beds.
No, race cars don't have radios. Get out of the garage.
How does he communicate with his pit crew during the race then?
He has a radio.
That's what I said. And you said that they don't have radio.
No, they don't have phones. Sorry.
Okay,
they have, like, CB radios? I don't know. He's not wearing a headset.
No,
we see headsets.
They have headsets.
We see,
they
like,
have giant car headsets.
We see, like, little
They also
Bluetooth
have cameras.
Ones. So, yeah, you're right. How is he communicating during the race? Does he have a built-in, like, shortwave radio? Because he doesn't have a phone. Sorry. Race cars don't have phones.
Am I allowed back into the garage?
Come back in. You've proved your worthiness.
Alright, now you get out, because you were wrong.
It was a test! A driving test.
Cars 4 driving test.
Yeah. No. Mill it into existence. I don't want that.
Lightning McQueen, the first ride.
Oh. He's like a middle schooler. He's getting picked on because he's not as fast as some other adversary we meet who turns out to be his friend. Because in the end of this one, the Texan, who's the bad guy from the first one, is like friends with him. And he's like, hey, I can give y'all jobs. Okay, yeah, because you're not as big of a billionaire as this guy. No, I'm bigger. I'm going to buy the company from him.
This billionaire's going to suck up that billionaire and by osmosis... Now I'm even more of a billionaire.
And I'm going to start building rockets. Do you want to be a rocket race car? I could just transfer your
consciousness.
I'm going
to build the first racetrack on the moon.
All right. Now you got me back in for Cars 4. Racetrack on the moon. Lunar Express. And then there's a tie-in with the Fast and the Furious series. Hey, I got a telescope for Christmas, and I see these cars driving around up on the moon. And I don't know why. They look like they have faces. I can't figure it out, but I want to go up there and beat them in a race.
You just see The Rock cry.
He just jumps.
I was really hoping for a Vin Diesel car this movie, because Fast and Furious was well established at this
yes.
point.
Yes.
Please, Cars people.
One with sorry. Bad tribal art up the side and neon underneath.
There if you're you listening.
Rob a bunch of DVD players from this old truck.
I can't believe that's how fucking Fast and Furious started. Is that they were like radio car thieves.
They're thieves. Now and they're now they're fucking
like international, involved in international events saving the world.
Sure.
Literal superheroes.
It's amazing.
You gotta start somewhere, a quarter mile at a time, Justin. It all starts with your driver's test.
F9's coming soon.
That's Cars 4. He gets bullied by a Vin Diesel car.
Oh,
I'm Dominic Toretto. No, I didn't think of, like, a witty car name. It's just me.
His name is just...
Vroom, I don't have to do that. Vroom, 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 vroom.
No, I just want to see Fast and the
sound
Furious.
Do I have to do that? Do you need me to do the broom sounds for you for the recording?
The Fast and the Furious versus Cars.
Yeah.
You just see The Rock pry open a car door, and you see the inside, and he goes insane.
Yeah. His eyes just go pure black. He transforms into a car. Wear cars? You could do that. I want to see a Cars movie universe monster movie.
Yeah, like Dracula?
Yeah, sure. But made in the Cars universe.
Yeah.
It's
a hearse.
Oh. I was thinking of Dracula. Big old monster truck. A hearse is like the Renfield or something. I've brought you these three young cute Volkswagens on vacation. They're backpacking through Europe. All right. That's enough about being in the Cars universe.
Yeah, can we get out of here, please?
I'm going to forget everything that happened in this movie the moment we stop recording.
Let's take the next exit. I'm tired of being on this road.
Pump your brakes. We gotta get recommends out of the way first.
I Justin, gotta pee.
We can pull over at the next, like, gas station.
Are we done yet?
Are we there yet? Are we at recommendations
have you seen that?
Yet?
No.
Don't. That's not good. No. Have you?
Yes.
Stop. Don't. Why? Go back in time and slap yourself before walking into the theater and be like, read a book.
I didn't see it in theaters.
Okay. I don't know if that's better or worse. Would you recommend it?
This movie? Absolutely not.
What's the Blue Book value?
Dead on arrival.
It's a lemon.
Yeah, it's definitely a lemon.
It had one really fun scene because it was well lit and way more...
The cars had personality.
Way more character and better animation than any of the
It wasn't just
of the
him
movies.
Being a narcissistic jackass and everybody worshipping the ground that he walks on. Even though that scene still ended with everybody worshipping the ground that
literally
he walks on.
Worshipping the ground he walks on. There's a Cars museum for Lightning McQueen where they have the dirt that he's raced on. And he's just going...
And he's like, I haven't done enough.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
Yeah. I have a living museum. Wow. I wish I could do more. Sure. Would you recommend it?
No.
Yeah. Josh? Second time seeing it.
Yeah, I've seen this twice, unfortunately.
You passed by this, put it in reverse, and then went by again.
The only thing I noticed this watch is all the obvious times where they made Cruise, like, showed that Cruise was better. And clearly show that she was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I was stupid not noticing that the first time.
Because you would have had a lot of people online just digga, 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 digga,
digga. It was a lot of spectacle, right?
She's a Mary Cruz.
Like, seeing in the theater, it's a lot of flashing lights. Just seeing all the shit.
She didn't even have to do any training.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing. Would I recommend it? No, of course not.
I hope they pass the series on to her. I hope 4 is her with Lightning McQueen.
I hope 4 is
or
completely different.
And yeah. Does it
blow any of these characters at all?
I hope there isn't a four.
No, there's no four. Pixar has only had one movie get to four, Toy Story, and Cars is going to be the second.
Have you seen Toy Story 4?
Not yet.
I have, yeah.
How is it?
I've heard it's okay.
It had some good parts to it, but I think that it floundered at the end.
Oh, okay. Three was strong, I felt. I've only seen it once. I've seen one a ton, and two a few times. but I haven't seen four. I've seen three once, yeah.
Maybe you should put it on the list.
Maybe.
Don't know if we need to get into that. Toy Story is a way better series than this.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Absolutely.
Way better. Sure. And so, no, I would not recommend this either.
This movie. Let's get to some stats.
Oh, okay. You want to tell us how fast we can get from 0 to 60?
How much did it make?
It made $53 million.
Budget?
$688,000 on the opening weekend. Gross, $152 million. $901,000. Cumulative worldwide gross, $383,930,000.
Huge win.
Budget, $175 million.
Okay.
That's a expensive ass movie.
You saw how many people made this.
Yeah.
Because not only does it have to have the latest CGI, it has to be made quick these days.
Well, this was 6 years later.
After the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That was a long time.
That is, you're right.
Jeez.
That's like a Frozen time cap. Like, we had the first Frozen,
oh, yeah.
And then 12 years later, the second one comes out, and it's like, we're sorry we didn't give you a backstory.
They gotta take their time.
We're sorry we had to think of one. It took 12 years. Check out our previous episodes, Frozen.
And Frozen 2.
Ooh, would you like to give them the spiel?
For Frozen 2?
Nope, just
no,
where they can find everything.
Oh, of course. So, you can find us on YouTube at FapCheck, Facebook at FapCheck, and anywhere else you watch podcasts or listen to them even, at FapCheck.
Yeah.
We also have two podcasts, Amazeballs, which is where Austin Justin watch TV series, and What About Wrestling, where...
Oh, yeah, brother.
Justin and his friend, whose name I always forget,
Nick.
Even I am friends with, also, and play D with him every other week. Nick, thank you. I just thought of that.
Can you remember? Is it
talk
that you can't remember
wrestling.
His real name? You can only remember his character name.
I'm so used to call.
No,
his
he only remember.
Name.
He only remembers his Discord handle.
Oh,
yeah, Star.
Right. Hi, Starbeer.
It's how I met him. Shout out to Nick.
Yeah. Triple threat of podcasts to pick a poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, TV, movies, wrestling, and...
TV, movies, more TV.
You can wrestle.
Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Really running on empty here.
Have you seen